Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Autastic, a comedian's guide to living with autism. I'm Graham Kay, and that is...
Kirk Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Kirk and I are both comics, living out of L.A. Kirk has an autistic son, teenage son, and I have an autistic brother, and this is just the non-doom and gloom resource for people who are living with autism or just want to hear about it, which we actually have a way more listeners who don't know any autistic people, which is like really kind of awesome in a way.
Yeah, I had a...
It's sort of we're helping awareness, I feel.
Kind of, yeah.
Toot my own horn.
Heartfelt note from a kid who goes to school with my daughter in high school senior.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I really didn't understand what autism was,
uh-huh.
and I really learned a lot, laughed, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome. That makes me feel like even if one person listens to this, that we're helping or doing something. I'm doing something. Like, this is great. We had a big week.
We had
a huge week with we were on iTunes New and Noteworthy, which if you don't know is a subsection of the podcast section of iTunes, which is like it's like the front page of the podcast news basically of the world. Like we don't know how we got on it or how we deserved it, but we, I don't know. It was really nice. It was a huge honor.
Hey, front page of iTunes, man. Talk about millions of viewers.
We've had a huge jump in listenership, and we want to thank you, our OG listeners, for helping us get there. You know,
for my mom was listening. OG means original gangster.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. my parents are like, huh? Oh, Constance, that means original gangster.
Which means you're the original fans, which means you've listened to us from before it was quote-unquote famous.
Yes, and we appreciate it, and we would love it if you continue to share this podcast digitally and verbally, and also... I got a real snort out of you there, Kirk.
Digitally is the best way to share a podcast. Like, if you're going to burn these on CDs...
I was speaking to your mom again. I was speaking for her.
If you're going
to
burn these on CDs and hand them out at the mall, that's an option.
But it would really help us if you tell your friends and give us a good rating on iTunes if you already haven't. Those of you who've done it, we really appreciate it. And that's how we got on New and Noteworthy, because you guys gave us... reviews. Anyway, let's get the show started.
Let's do this.
Yeah. This is I'm really excited about this episode. This is an action-packed lot of info episode, so we're gonna jump right in, get through it. Let's start with the week in review.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you want to set this up?
Sure. This is just, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part where we just talk about what's going on in our weeks. You know, we're two working comics, so there's a lot of just showbiz stuff.
And basically, being an adult and having autism in your life at the same time.
Yeah.
Just week to week.
That's it.
Yeah.
Tell them about yours, Graham.
Well, my week was sort of uneventful. Like, I've been really busy lately and dealing with a lot of guilt because I haven't talked to my brother. We usually talk like at least 10, 20 minutes a day. And it was weird. He kind of shut me out for a little while. Like he usually calls. And then if I can't get to it, you know, I feel like crap.
Yeah.
But then he just stopped calling for 6 days, which is I mean, I knew he was doing fine because like through correspondence with my parents and whatnot, emails, but like, which was like really shocking. And it was and then I called him, and now we're like talking every day again. And you know, he's doing great, same old. You know, maybe he's just getting a little more independent. I don't know.
He mad about the Star Wars thing that you wanted to go in your Star Wars t-shirt to the movies, and he's like, quit nerding out on me?
Yeah, he's over that. He's over that.
Our listeners that don't remember this, last episode, he was mad at Graham for Graham suggesting that you get up and get dressed as Star Wars people and go to the movies.
I was just giving him a rundown of the new movies, and he was like, I'm not going to go with you if you're going to be
such a nerd,
which is never, I think maybe that was it. He was like, I got to give this nerd a break. He's making me look uncool.
Come on, you're cramping my style, Grant.
I talked to him on my drive here. He did two of his jobs today. He's got four part-time jobs, and then yeah, that's it. It's November already, so he's already hounding me about what Star Wars toys I got to get him on eBay. And I haven't got to that, so it's like kind of, you know, that's another thing. I'm like broke, but I know I have to spend like $200, $300 on just just stuff that he's going to ruin when he gets it. He's going to rip
it
out of the
bag. It's your collection, too. It's both your collections.
It's totally, I consider it my collection. He's just storing it. He doesn't know that. But I'm also not allowed to touch my own collection.
He doesn't know that. He doesn't know I'm going to steal that from him someday.
No, I can't. But I mean, the kid's doing great. You know, he's excited. You know, for me to come home, and I'm gonna come home and like manually show him the dating website. That we talked about a few episodes ago.
I think that's great.
Yeah,
get him a pen pal at least. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. Things are just trucking along, same old. Yeah. How about you?
So my son's really physical. I think we talked about this a few times. So he really likes water. And so if he can't get to it quick enough, he's strong enough to like break the shower fittings and like break. So that was this week. He broke a bunch of stuff in the shower. So I need to get that fixed. He's living with his mom, but I need to try to figure out how to do that. How about that? And then I'm going to see him next week.
That's awesome.
So his mom could take a break and I'll have him for, I think it's 8 days or something.
Are you going
to Sweden? Yeah.
You're going to Sweden? Mm-hmm. That's good.
So that'll be good. Start snowing over there. He's excited about that. I started getting his Christmas gifts. I got him, like they have like adult scooters.
Yeah.
He likes to motor around. So yeah, I'm excited about
What's an
stuff.
Adult scooter?
It's like a Razor, but it has bigger wheels.
Oh, awesome.
So like,
he's going to love that.
Yeah, he loves the Razor, but it's tiny, tiny wheels, and he's like 230 pounds.
He's a giant man.
So he's too big. He's too big.
Too big for a Razor?
Well, he's too big for the little ones, because the wheels are like, I'm holding up my fingers like so you can see on the podcast, but it's like, the little wheels are like 3 inches in diameter, and the big ones are like 12, so it's like made for adults. Yeah, I think it's good.
I've seen people on like movie lots and TV shows scooting around
exactly
on that,
that.
And I'm like, I would rather be late. But he's gonna love it.
Graham is a man from the 40s.
Yeah,
and he looks like it. He is a very dapper. He's got a beard.
Yeah,
he's got the whole look going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you look just as 40s as I do.
I'm much more immature, though. I feel like you're more. I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. I came here. I wore a backpack here today.
That is true. You do have all your equipment in a backpack. Like
keep
a 12-year-old.
It in a backpack.
Does this audio equipment need to be protected? Nah, throw it on a JanSport. It'll be fine.
It's not a JanSport. It's a Mountain Equipment Co-op. It's a wonderful company.
It's a 15-year-old backpack.
It's at least 20. That's my high school backpack. And it still, if you look closely, has like punk rock bands in pen written on the front.
What's the name of the brand? Mountain Equipment. Listen, Mountain Equipment Co-op. If you know anybody at Mountain Equipment Co-op, please tag them and tell them to send him a new backpack. We've just given them a 2-minute plug, and Graham could use a new backpack. I got to be honest.
I don't even need one. It's such a good company. It's still good.
Yeah, he likes red. It's now pink because it's so faded, but it was initially red.
I don't think that's pink.
It's close. And it says Misfits on it, but I think that's written in pencil.
It's written pen. It wouldn't have lasted if it was pencil, Kirk. It wouldn't have lasted 20 years. Okay, let's move it along.
We totally got derailed.
We always get derailed. Let's move on to In the News. This is our weekly segment where it's pretty self-explanatory. What happened this past week in autistic news, which surprisingly, and I always think, I say this like every episode, but it's always amazing to me how every week there's something new in the autistic universe.
Yeah, at least every week.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pick and choose. So this week, I'll jump into this.
This is interesting.
Yeah, there's a study at Yale, and it's in the Yale Daily News. It's that the avoidance in tasks predicts autism spectrum behavior. Basically, they talk about, I'm going to read part of this here, infant avoidance during a novel tactile task may be a predictor for autism spectrum disorder behaviors, according to a new Yale co-authored study. Basically, the idea is if they're doing something new, mm-hmm. it's tactile, which means obviously listeners know with your hands or you're touching it, and they don't like it, then it's a good indication that something is slightly amiss. So researchers collected observational data in infants' negative reactions, the expression of unpleasant feelings or emotions, and the avoidance behaviors, such as looking away from a task or physical resistance to that task.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes me think of, you know, we had somebody tweet us this week. As you know, listeners, you could tweet us, Graham K. Comedy, right?
Yeah.
And Kirk Smith Comedy.
Yep.
And we had a tweet from, I'm getting on the Twitter here. I'm from the century.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
Nope.
Bazinga.
He said, what did you say before the show started?
I got a message
started?
On the Twitter.
He said, I mean, not even as a joke. He said, on the Twitter. And then he said, Tweeter at some point. And I didn't even mention it. I was like, I'm just going to let it go. I can't.
I would have been so at home like in the 1912s, I think.
I wish that I was a comedian in the 80s where you just had like a landline and the phone either rang or it didn't.
And if you didn't want to pick it up, you just didn't pick it up.
Yeah, you're just like, that thing's going to ring if I have gigs or not.
You going to answer that? Nah, yeah. I'm not in the mood.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not in the kitchen. I'm not walking all the way to the kitchen to answer the phone. The cord only reaches 10 feet and I'm over in the bedroom. So Bazinga, Stasis Bazinga tweeted me and said on the Twitter, sent me a Twitter message. I'd love to hear about early childhood and diagnosis and misdiagnosis with young kids with autism. So that's what made me think of this this article. Like, there's all these little tricks now that they've
got. And just to reset, if you have any suggestions that for us to talk about, tweet us, and we will definitely do our best to talk about it. Help us. Help us come up with topics, what you think that needs to be discussed.
So and we'd love to hear
Thanks, Bazinga.
Go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off. Sorry.
I'm done. Thanks, Bazinga.
So we'd love to hear from your stories. So if you want us to read your stories on the air, you can Facebook us.
You can also do that. Tell us your stories.
Graham K. Comedy, Kirk Smith Comedy. We've got fan pages. There's an autastic Facebook page you can send us messages on.
That'd be the best one.
Yeah, that's probably the great. Yeah. Post it on the wall. Just reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you about topics, suggestions. So anyway, I think it's great that they, you know, this is like the third story we've covered with this, where they're finding all these novel ways to help predict. And I think early screening is like, it's a very important thing.
Did you notice when you were raising your son when he was younger, like 2, 3, sort of the age when you start to figure out there's something different happening, that was the case?
Yeah,
would this have helped you, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think for us it was early anyway. It was like maybe month 18 or 20. So it was like a year and a half when he lost language and they would sit in the corner and...
Lost language? What does that mean?
He was speaking and then he stopped speaking. So like there was things he could say and then he stopped doing that.
Interesting.
And so that's why a lot of people have feelings about the vaccination, because the timing is very close. Mm-hmm. And anecdotally, a lot of people's children do lose language. And so you see a regression, which is like a real thing. And so it doesn't matter what science says. When you see something in front of you, you're like, he was saying this. Now he doesn't say it.
Sure.
Your brain's like, something's wrong.
Right.
And so
I don't blame any parent who has an autistic kid who has come to that conclusion.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't blame them. I can't imagine what I would be thinking.
You're searching for answers.
Yeah. I don't agree, but I who knows what I would think.
I think you can have smart people. Yeah. You and I don't agree on a lot of things. I think you can have two intelligent, educated people that don't agree.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing about us is we're both, whatever. We don't need to get railed again. You know, like I respect your opinion because I know you're not a lunatic, and the way you come at it is not aggressive, and you're like open ideas, and you always say just my opinion. It's like this, like really nice.
This is what I think.
Really nice, classy, like Southern gentleman. Just my opinion, but it's just my opinion.
Well, I'm not trying to convince you. No. I feel like good luck in hell. I don't care. It's
and underneath it all, I know that's going on.
I'm just playing. But to answer your question, Bazinga, yeah, I think that's one of the keys to where I think some people really get hung up on the labels and they don't want to get their kid help because they don't want their child to be quote unquote labeled autistic.
Right.
To me, the label is meaningless. These are just a bunch of consonants and vowels stuck together. Get the kid help. So whatever you want to call, if the kid's something wrong, help.
No matter what you call it, and you can change the name.
And it will change.
It's going to mean the same thing. Like in Canada, you can't you can't use the word immigrant anymore. They're called newcomers.
Really?
Well, you know what? In 20 years, newcomers is going to be a slur. You newcomer! Get out of here!
You can't say immigrant? Is that true? I didn't know that.
You can say it, but people kind of go...
It's kind of on the borderline?
Yeah, newcomer. Like, you know, like immigrant has like a bad connotation. You know what I mean?
That's crazy!
Well, it's kind of like how, you know, it's my sort of my position on the word retarded. Developmentally delayed is just... It's going to become... It's just the next one down the line, you know? I think, but it may not.
Well, that just blew my mind.
Yeah.
I can't say immigrant. That literally
My mom's an immigrant. I call her a dirty immigrant all the time. I let her know. Put her in a box. You're not better than me.
No, but to immigrate is a verb. It's an action. So, then an immigrant is the person who immigrates.
Right.
So how could that be? It's like calling somebody a runner. Not a runner. They're a jogger.
Well, I agree with you completely, but I think that, you know, it just has a certain connotation that people want to get rid of. Newcomers, a little softer. It was weird.
Wow.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I'm still stumped.
Well,
immigrant is bad. Okay.
Hey, man.
We're all immigrants, unless you're an American Indian. You're an immigrant.
There are Native Americans.
That's right.
Yeah. Kirk.
To all our Native Americans,
yeah.
I sincerely apologize. You're right. As soon as I said that, I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. They don't have their.
That's right.
Yeah, they don't have the spices we were looking for.
They've never lived in India.
Yeah.
That's true. It's a good point.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm learning a lot today.
Yeah. I told you this was an info-packed sewed. That's, I had to shorten it so we have enough time. let's move on to the topic du jour. We only have a few minutes left, so I wanted to get to it. It's an interesting one. It's one we've never talked about, and we have a wonderful guest to help us.
Say the topic first, Graham.
Yeah, the topic du jour is boom, 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 connecting through art.
There you go.
So some autistic people, they sort of connect emotionally. You can tap into their emotions and connect using art and different ways of using art. And we have a wonderful guest, Andrea Marchand.
Nice.
Silent D?
It's a T.
Marchant.
Marchant. I usually pronounce it, but
I couldn't read my own writing. Look at my, I wrote, it's a T, but it looks like a D.
Graham, yep, should have been a doctor.
Yeah.
It's Andrea Marchant. Thank you. It's Andrea Marchant. You did great.
No, I was reading. Right. Yeah, I was reading. Okay.
Wonderful.
She's jumping around and making funny like I do.
You know what?
Look, I've been quietly laughing in the corner for a long time now. So I feel, I get the deal.
Andrea Marchant is a wonderful singer, songwriter. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I met her at a comedy show, which she attended. And she let me know that she was a fan of the show. And that she has a lot of experience working with autistic people, children, teenage mm-hmm. people.
Yep.
And so you we'll let you tell the story. You connected with one of the children that you took care of. Or do you continue to take care
of it? Yes, still do.
Still do.
Just a lot more part-time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just give us a brief rundown of like your experience with like educating and helping autistic people.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I once a week now work with a family that has two autistic kids, a six-year-old boy. Or he's eight now. What's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
Eight-year-old boy.
You've been there 2 years.
I've been there so long. Yeah, that's terrible math. Yeah. Oh, my word. Uh-huh. He's eight and a half, uh-huh. and the autistic girl is 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a difficult time connecting with her emotionally
sure.
for years and years. Uh-huh. And she's not a big fan of physical touch.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of autistic it's pretty common, kids
yeah.
aren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were watching this show that she loves. We watch a lot of shows that she loves.
Okay.
And like, we're watching this.
You're about to tell us. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No. We were watching this show that I never thought she would like. She makes fun of pop music a lot. And, you know,
that's fair.
The Bieber. She hates the Biebs.
Ah,
this
man.
This whole thing. This, whatever.
She's cool.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
She's really cool. Loves Star Wars.
Uh huh.
Loves it.
She's smart.
Yeah, she has good taste.
Yeah.
But we were watching this show where these very young kids sing. It was like tiny children American Idol.
Sure.
They sing pop songs.
Uh-huh.
And I did not think she would like it at all. She loves it. And mm-hmm. we watched it every week. So one day we were watching it and these kids start singing this Avril Lavigne song.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Canada references.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized.
I put them in there.
Brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, song I thought she would never like.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit her. She came over, leaned up as close as she could to me, put her arm around me, started weeping, and just said, "This song is so beautiful."
Aww.
And then told me she loved me.
Oh my gosh. Aww.
I fell apart, tried to hide it from her, but I just held her for the whole song. And it was, you know, from then on, I really started using music.
I'm getting goosebumps.
I know it. I'm going to cry. That's again.
Awesome. Yeah.
But from then on, I started using music as a way to connect with her and
cool.
find out what she likes. And she likes a lot of 80s hair bands.
She's so cool.
Her dad's really cool and her mom.
Yeah.
So
great taste.
Yeah. Isn't that neat though?
That's really, and have you found that it's helped?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. Well, and it calmed her. Mm-hmm. And she's very physical. Kirk, you've talked about your son. She's very physical, too. And the flapping, and she runs and jumps, and the whole house shakes.
Yeah, a lot of jumping up and down, trying to get stimulus, right?
Stimuli. Yeah. Uh-huh. She does it late at night. Okay. Which is interesting.
Like your son.
Yeah.
Well, and I had an overnight with them a couple weeks ago, and I was... The whole house is shaking at, you know, midnight. I'm like,
okay. She's 16, so she's probably 120 pounds or something. So, yeah. So, yeah.
And just, like, I mean, just hormones all over the place. Yes. Like, they got to go someplace. Yep. You know, you're jumping around.
That's best case scenario. They just jump.
Yeah.
As far as teenagers go, they take jumping.
They're not getting pregnant. They're not hitting you. They're just jumping. Great. Jumping out.
Yeah, good.
Well,
build those legs.
Yeah.
I worked with... another little girl a few years ago. She was six and it was interesting. Her family had no idea, but I learned pretty quickly that she had a really hard time processing spoken word, but music went straight like to her brain. She could process it right away. So, you know, the first week I was working there, I was trying to assess the situation.
Sure.
So I would look at her and say, it's time to put your shoes on. Mm-hmm. Nothing would register at all. Mm-hmm. It's like I wasn't speaking.
Yeah.
But if I sang it to her in some kind of catchy melody, she would reach for her shoes and start putting it on.
Whoa.
This is week one of me working there. And I was like, wait a second. I kind of went from there. And for the next year, I worked with her for a year. For the next year, I went to her therapist and was like, look, I'm not a therapist by any means, but watch this. And everyone's minds were blown. So I, you know, if we were having trouble with something, I would sing it to her.
You may have been one of the first people to sort of figure that out. I mean, that sort of therapy is fairly new, if I'm not mistaken. It's like in the last 5 years. I remember when I was a kid, I would go and watch through a two-way mirror. Is that the right phrase?
Oh, wow.
Therapy sessions with my brother, and they weren't doing anything like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's, and music therapy itself is used more, you know, as therapy, obviously, but it's more calming and connecting them to their emotions, not as much education and learning.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was doing with her was really factual stuff and motor skills, and it was pretty amazing. And even just, we went on a, can I tell another story about a music
thing? Sure, absolutely.
Please. Just thought of?
Yeah, please.
I went on a vacation with them.
Yeah.
Vacation is relative for me.
you can come with us and work under a palm tree.
For great. No, but her mom had signed us up for this dolphin experience in the Bahamas.
Cool.
And which is great. I've done it a few times. I was nervous about it because she's so physical, and she was a scratcher and biter. And I was like, this is going to be really interesting. That's how she gets her aggression out. When she couldn't verbalize it. So we're going into the water, and it's a group thing. And, you know, the instructor trainer person could tell something. She's flapping, really excited, and we're trying to calm her down. And this song by the Lumineers called Ho Hey.
Yep.
That was like the song that put her at ease and made her the happiest I've ever seen.
Cool.
So we're walking into the water, and this hadn't crossed my mind yet at all. I was just nervous. Soon as the dolphin approaches, she's... goes nuts, and we have to pull her out of the water.
Like nuts in a bad way.
In a bad way, like trying to. She's so excited. Sure. She wasn't, of course,
she's like,
not
to
trying
hug
to hurt
it, basically, or something.
She's trying to scratch. She's so excited that she's like flapping, and it scared the dolphin. And so her mom yanks her out of the water, and everyone's upset. And the trainer's so nice, and all the people in the group are so nice.
Uh-huh.
They're like, "Come back!" So we sat there for a minute, and I said, "Can I please take her back? Let me do it." And the parents were like, "Absolutely not. We're done." I said, "Just trust me. Let me do this one more time." And they said, if she flaps for 2 seconds, you rip her out of the water. And I was like, done. So we start walking in the water, and I start singing the chorus of really quietly of Ho Hey.
Oh, wow.
And she
What song is this?
I belong with you. You belong with me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like overplayed a million times on
the
radio.
Yeah.
She loves it. So she's all of a sudden just physically calm, big smile on her face. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to work. And we walk in. She did the whole deal, the dolphin kiss, the petting.
Oh my God.
Don't touch the blowhole. I mean, she did the whole thing, and it was one of the most beautiful things. But the whole time I just hummed it.
It's awesome.
When we were there, and it was amazing. I've never seen anything like that.
It's funny, though, how we're like surprised that music has an effect on them, but like That's what athletes do. Right before you go play, you play your music to pump you up. You play your everybody.
It's true. It's true.
You use music to control your emotions.
There's a video you can see on YouTube of Alzheimer's patients, and they play the music on earphones from their generation, and they wake up.
And their memories come back.
And their memories come back. Like for like 2 minutes after they play the song, you can ask them questions. Like they're like, "What do you like?" That's what? He's like, "Music makes you feel alive, man." Like, and then 2 minutes later, they're drooling again. It's like fascinating what music can do.
Yeah.
We are quickly running out of time. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh yeah, thanks
and,
for having
like,
me.
That was really really awesome, and heartwarming. And I got goosebumps. It's kind of amazing. It's so amazing. Where can our guests reach you? Or our guests, our listeners.
All of
our guests out there.
I won't reach myself. But
how can they find your music?
I'm on iTunes, Andrea Marchant, M-A-R, but I also have a website called losandrea.com. Like Los Angeles, but Los Andrea, all the links are.
Yeah, yeah. Don't roll your eyes. Mine's called Comedy by the Gram. So we all make decisions and we're stuck with them. So
mine was recent. That's I was like, this is brilliant. And now I think it's cool. I don't know.
No. It's awesome.
But thank you so much for having me. And I love your podcast. I want to plug your podcast on your podcast.
Well, you're appreciate it.
You listened to a whole episode, people. You should have.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
You are awesome and you're very talented. And thank you so much for coming on. Find her on the internet and listen to her. Buy her album. We appreciate it. All right, so one last thing before we wrap up. Kirk was notified by somebody contacted him in the autistic universe. Kirk, maybe you want to give us a quick little rundown?
Yeah, Jeff McLeod reached out to us. He's got a Kickstarter where he's creating parodies of superheroes with autism designs, and he's called Autism Hero Designs Project.
So these are like T-shirts?
Uh-huh. T-shirts, and they're really cool. And so I... that's kind of a cool thing, and he's got a little Kickstarter going, and he's going to sell these. And so, kind of a cool project. I thought I'd throw him a shout out there.
That's nice. Yeah, guys, if you have anything that you want us to promote that's in the autistic universe or anything like that, or anything that we should be talking about, I said it once, I'll say it again, hit us up. Hit us up on Twitter, Graham K. Comedy, Kirk Smith Comedy. Go to the Autastic web or the Autastic Facebook page. Like I said, it happened this week. Somebody hit us up and on Twitter, and we discussed it. So do that. Also, please, 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 I can't tell you how much this helps us, but go on iTunes. Give us a good rating. The way that iTunes works, it helps us so much. We show up more in people's feeds.
That's right.
We show up on iTunes front page. That is how we got on New and Noteworthy, was because good people like you gave us a great rating and subscribed. So we want to keep growing. We want more people to find us and hopefully help more people. So yeah, that would be awesome if you could do that. Anything else, Kirk?
Say your Twitter one more time.
My Twitter is
Facebook.
Thanks, Dad. Say your Twitter one more time. All right, there.
I just help you remember. It's Graham K. Comedy.
GRAHAMKAY Comedy.
Find him on Facebook. Like him on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter.
Why don't you say your Twitter one more time?
Kirk Smith Comedy. Dad, can't believe you're bossing me around. Kirk Smith Comedy is my Facebook, my Twitter, Instagram. Find me. Facebook me, reach out to me, give us suggestions for topics, things you'd like to hear about, and we love hearing from you guys.
And like the Autastic Facebook page too. So two things, guys: iTunes, Autastic Facebook page.
We love hearing from you guys.
You're the best. Thank you.